AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The 46th president is now in office.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear.
The new president arrived at the White House. As he took office, Joe Biden is calling for all Americans to come together. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Biden says there's much to do as the nation continues facing the virus crisis amid a deep divide.
Much to repair, much to restore, much to heal, much to build, and much to gain.
It can only happen with unity.
We must end this uncivil war.
On the Capitol's West Front, where Trump backers stormed the building 2 weeks ago, Biden never mentioned his predecessor, and Trump did not show up, having flown to Florida hours earlier. At 78, Biden is the oldest president inaugurated, and running mate Kamala Harris also made history as the first black person and the first of South Asian descent to assume the vice presidency. Sagar Magani, Washington.
St. Anselm's College political science professor Chris Galderi in New Hampshire was asked about the president's statement that democracy will prevail.
Biden was talking not just about the insurrection at the Capitol 2 weeks ago, but also just the degree of activism that you saw from Democrats and from Trump opponents throughout Trump's term in office.
President Biden has an aggressive plan to get people who need it the coronavirus vaccine. But as New York Mayor Bill de Blasio points out, demand is greater than supply.
We've had to tell 23,000 New Yorkers who had an appointment this week that they will not be able to get that appointment for lack of supply.
California reported its second highest number of coronavirus deaths. Wall Street stocks higher, the Dow up 257 points at the close. This is AP News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is welcoming the arrival of President Joe Biden.
Speaking in Parliament, Johnson pledges to strengthen cooperation between the two countries.
I look forward to working with him and with his new administration, strengthening the partnership between our countries and working on our shared priorities, from tackling climate change, building back better from the pandemic, and strengthening our transatlantic security.
Since Biden won the US election in November, Johnson has tried to shake off criticism that he became too close to outgoing President Donald Trump. The two men's populist, crowd-pleasing styles have often drawn comparisons. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A man, a citizen of Afghanistan, was detained in Berlin twice after throwing snowballs and other projectiles at the American consulate and scuffling with security personnel while yelling slogans against outgoing President Donald Trump. Ed Donahue, AP News.